This all apparently compared well to the washhouses of Xintang, the town of Guangdong Province, China, that claims to be the jeans capital of the world. Each year, 200,000 garment workers in Xintang's 3,000 factories and workshops produce 300 million pairs of jeans, 800,000 pairs a day. The local water treatment plant closed years ago, leaving factories to dump dye waste directly into the East River, a tributary of the Pearl River. It turned opaque. Aquatic life could no longer survive. Greenpeace has reported that the riverbed contains high levels of lead, copper, and cadmium. Xintang's streets are dusted blue, and many garment workers have reportedly suffered from skin rashes, infertility, and lung infections. Eco-friendly finishing. Distressed, whiskered jeans continue to drive the global market and have been the cause of ecological and health calamity. What could be done about finishing? Surely in our world of rapid technological advancement, there must be a way to banish the horrors I saw in Ho Chi Minh's sweatshop. Denim industry consultant Jose Vidal and his nephew Enrique Sila, based in Valencia, Spain, set out to develop a cleaner, safer three-step process called genealogy. Lasers, which replace sandblasting, hand sanding, and the bleaching chemical potassium permanganate, PP, ozone, which fades fabrics without chemicals, and eFlow, a washing system that uses microscopic nanobubbles and cuts water usage by 90%. Traditionally, finishing a pair of jeans requires an average of 18 gallons of water, 1.5 kilowatts of energy, and 5 ounces of chemicals. In total, that equals an astounding 92 million gallons of water, 7.5 billion kilowatts of energy, enough to power the city of Munich for a year, and 750,000 tons of chemicals each year. The genealogy system can decrease energy consumption by 33%, chemicals by 67%, and if implemented most efficiently, water usage by 71%, or as the company proudly boasts, to one glass of water per pair of jeans.